Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming, week 2. Inheriting the all-inclusive Christ as the good land by taking heed to his words of advice and warnings, and by receiving his renewed training to have our inner man renewed day by day, Saturday. Related verses, Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 20. And now, O Israel, what does Jehovah your God ask of you, except that you fear Jehovah your God, so that you would walk in all his ways and love him and serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall fear Jehovah your God, him shall you serve, and to him shall you hold fast, and by his name shall you swear. Proverbs 1, 1 and 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption. 2 Corinthians 5:9-11. Therefore also we are determined, whether at home or abroad, to gain the honor of being well-pleasing to him. For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done through the body according to what he has practiced, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God, yet I hope that we are made manifest also in your conscience. Related reading. In Deuteronomy 10:12-22, Moses charged the children of Israel concerning 9 matters: fearing Jehovah their God, walking in all his ways, loving him, serving him with all their heart and all their soul, keeping his commandments and statutes for their good, circumcising the foreskin of the heart, not being stiff-necked any longer, holding fast to him, and swearing by his name, who is their praise and their God. First Moses speaks here of fearing God. We all must have a proper fear of God. However, it seems that today many people, claiming that they are free, do not fear anything or anyone, including God. This lack of fear is terrible. It is the source of all kinds of lawlessness. The young people should recognize that according to God's ordination, there is authority in the family, in society, and in the church. In whatever we do, say, and think, we all need to fear God. He is observing us and knows where we are and what we are doing. Eventually, we will reap a harvest from what we sow, and we will eat the fruit of this harvest. When we fear God, we will walk in his ways. God's ways are actually what God is. This means that whatever God is a way to us. God is love, and this love is a way in which we should walk. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way." Since the Lord Jesus is the very God, this word indicates that God himself is the way. To take what God is as our ways and to walk in these ways is to live God. When we take Christ as our way, we live him in what he is. He is humble, and we should live in the way of humility. He is the one who always takes the cross, and we should walk in the way of the cross. To take Christ as our way is to live him, and to live him is to express him, to manifest him, and even to magnify him. Hence, to walk in God's ways is to live God, express God, manifest God, and magnify God. We should take God as our way and thus act as he acts. In Deuteronomy 10:12, Moses also charged the people to love God. God himself has set an example of loving by setting his affection on his people. Now we should love God by setting our affection on him. Moses speaks of loving and serving God with all our heart and with all our soul. Our heart is linked to our spirit, for our conscience, which is of our spirit, is also a part of our heart. Thus, to love and serve God with all our heart and soul indicates that we love and serve Him also with our spirit. In 10:13, Moses went on to say, "So that you would keep the commandments of Jehovah and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good." Instead of "for your good," we could also say "that you may be blessed." Today, we need to keep Christ and the riches of Christ, which have been ministered to us, so that we may be blessed. Moses continued by his charge by saying, "Circumcise the foreskins of your heart and do not be stiff-necked any longer." Because the children of Israel were a peculiar people to God, His treasure, they were required to cleanse themselves, to circumcise the unclean thing in their heart. In verse 20, Moses says, "Him shall you serve, and to Him shall you hold fast, and by His name shall you swear." Today we must hold fast to the Lord Jesus. In holding fast to Him, we may say, "Lord, I will not let you go. You must live for me." This verse speaks also of swearing by His name. I believe that the children of Israel, to swear by the Lord's name was to call on His name. Today, we all need to hold fast to the Lord Jesus and call on His name.